Unrest in the Caucasus region doesn't affect ministry plans for Beslan's kids. Chinese Christians are taking the gospel back to Jerusalem, and believers are planting seeds for the harvest in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The Caucasus region of Russia tops the news today, where a senior police officer and six others were killed in a terrorist attack on Wednesday. There was also another siege attempt at a school near Beslan. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says the people of Beslan are living in fear with the constant unrest, but God's people are bringing hope in the form of a playground.
40 volunteers, Christians from U.S. and Canada, came to give their time, their money, to build this wonderful playground for children in Beslan that will be dedicated to God, and this place will be dedicated to ministry.
The playground becomes a bridge between churches and people in the community, enabling ministry to happen. Russian Ministries is partnering with Jim Rosin with kids around the world to see this happen in Beslan.
It seems like it's just something that has gripped the city. You know, it just seems like there's no hope, and that's why we come in and hoping to instill some of that hope with the wives, children, and families.
Next, the Chinese church is taking the gospel to the unreached through the Back to Jerusalem campaign. It slowed for a while, but now the growing house church movement is picking it up again. OMS International's Lowell Williamson says Chinese believers think they're uniquely qualified to evangelize these mostly Muslim nations.
The house church people feel like they've gone through difficulties, including persecution, and many times they know how to survive. So they feel like they have some of the qualifications that are needed for missionaries who would infiltrate into those Muslim countries.
Only a small number of Chinese believers have actually gone down what's called the Silk Road. But Williamson says
more in training as the movement is growing. Even in our own seminary, probably half of them really feel they're called to be missionaries. And there are little pockets of Bible schools and training centers all over China preparing these people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Uganda's poverty makes ministry challenging. That's why World Gospel Mission's Jonathan Mayo says their pastoral training program is highly effective. It incorporates training with practical lab work.
This goes on for about 2 years, where they're being taught and sent right back into the field immediately to implement what they're being taught. First 3 months of their training is very, very intensive in evangelism and preaching. And then after that, we began adding biblical studies and theological studies and practical classes.
Mayo says with the success of the training program, they're now faced with a need for more scholarships.
We're beginning to get even requests from Congo, even from Sudan. So the need is overwhelming. We just do not have the personnel or the financial resources to keep up with it. Literally, I believe we could probably be training at least in 20 different locations.
It costs just $300 a year to train a pastor through this program. Go to our website for details on how you can help. Meanwhile, AMG International has found a cost-effective way to get the gospel to Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, and others who might never have an opportunity to talk to a Christian. Their teams are placing gospel ads in secular newspapers and magazines. Ads have averaged between 4,000 and 5,000 responses each month. Pray for the team as they respond to those who write to AMG and for the resources needed to carry on this ministry on a monthly basis. And the Bible League has a new ministry director in Chile, Manuel Diaz. According to information on the ministry website, his first responsibility will be opening an office in Santiago. Diaz will soon begin training pastors and church leaders in using the Bible League's scripture placement programs. Statistics show a shortage of Bibles in the region. Best estimates indicate about 120,000 Bibles are going into the country each year. And that same report shows that 3 million evangelical Christians live in Chile. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.